The reading for today is Psalm 130, a song of ascent. Out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. In times like these, the psalm may reflect our own situation. Yea, many of us individually have experienced times of despair far greater than what we are experiencing now. And there are also many good things about this forced isolation. I admit that I actually have not a lot of immediate fears. My family and we are about as safe as we normally are. And while some people may be at greater risk of harm, with the current measures I do not fear for them much more than I normally would either. My fears are more about the greater societal attitudes of continued distancing and of cooperating mainly at a state level rather than in local communities. I wonder what world my children will live in. And so for many of us, this is not a time of individual despair, but rather of societal disruption and worldwide uncertainty. Out of the depths we cry to you, O Lord, we who are confused, we who watch with grief how a virus ends the lives of thousands around the world prematurely, we who do not know how the new virus and all its consequences will affect our world, we who do not know well how to respond, we who do not know how to share resources and responsibilities well. We cry to you, Lord, and we seek a solution. And then we realize that most of the world does not join our cry, for they do not believe that you, Lord, can have any effect on the outworking of this disease and the human response to it. And our own cry becomes a small cry for the world. So as we hold this world before God, we realize that it is not only a suffering world, but also a world that causes many to suffer, that it is a sinful world. Even as we hear those nice sounding phrases such as that human health becomes before profits, they sound hollow. We realize that for years on end we acted as if profits were the only measure of health. As we practice social distancing, we realize that for years we have already encouraged people to become individuals divorced from those around them, separated from family, entering into relationships of convenience that serve their own needs. As a world, we have long placed value in destructive practices, and we all, at least more or less, went along with them. We realize that if God kept a record of sins, who could stand? Certainly not our world. But with you, Lord, there is forgiveness. God does not desire the destruction of the sinner or of the world, but that sinners repent and believe. Holiness and love are in the nature of God, and that's how God acts towards us. therefore, God, you are feared. A forgiving God is feared? Yes, because the word here is used in the sense particularly seen in the book of Deuteronomy. And that means listening to God and following God's ways and commands. In other words, fear has the sense of a comprehensive life response to God. If we fear God, we respond to God's greatness, holiness, and love. We respond to God's forgiveness. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Yes, we wait for God's intervention in this situation, as also in many other situations of despair. It is in particular my soul that waits for the Lord, so that my soul may be restored, for then I will gather new hope. Then the world will appear in a new light. Then I will see more clearly. Then my fears will be calmed. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. O church, put your hope in your God. People of every nation and every tongue, put your hope in the Lord. Know that life is far more than avoiding the fate that will be around one corner sooner or later. Know that life is more than eating and drinking and being merry. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. That redemption is the liberation from sin and the removal of punishment that should justly fall upon us. But it is also a new purpose in life. That redemption is also the deliverance from threats that may overwhelm us. That redemption is restoration and renewal. And that redemption already blossoms in the wastelands of our sinful world. I have read Psalm 130 with our current situation in mind. But it can also be read more specifically from a New Testament perspective with the saving work of Jesus Christ as its focus. We know that we are forgiven in Jesus Christ, that if we come to God through Jesus Christ, relying only on the saving action of Jesus, God responds to us in grace, so that we can become God's children. And so this psalm also contains the kernel of the gospel, the good news. Martin Luther expressed this well in his hymn translated by Catherine Winkworth. Out of the depth I cry to thee, Lord God, O hear my prayer. Incline a gracious ear to me, and bid me not despair. If thou rememberest each misdeed, if each should have its rightful meed, Lord, who shall stand before thee? 'Tis through thy love alone we gain the pardon of our sin. The strictest life is but in vain, and our works can nothing win. That none should boast himself of aught, but own in fear thy grace hath wrought what in him seemeth righteous. Wherefore my hope is in the Lord, my works I count but dust. I build not there but on his word, and in his goodness trust. Up to his care myself I yield, he is my tower, my rock, my shield, and for his help I tarry. And though it linger till the night, and round again till morn, my heart shall ne'er mistrust thy might, nor count itself forlorn. Do thus, O ye of Israel's seed, ye of the Spirit born indeed, wait for your God's appearing. Thou great our sins and sore our wounds, and deep and dark our fall, his helping mercy hath no bounds, his love surpasses all. Our trusty loving shepherd he, who shall at last set Israel free from all their sin and sorrow. Amen. And I thank my two live listeners today, Tikva and Sebastian, who are with me here listening to the sermon, and also they had participated in prayer already. So Tikva, can you say hello to the people?
Hello.
I wish you all a very good morning and a good day.